Christmas is back on in Queensland, with the Premier announcing once the state reaches 80% double vaxxed, the border will reopen to fully vaccinated arrivals who will be able to do home quarantine. Meanwhile, New South Wales is enjoying more freedoms today. World Watch's Paulina Lau has the details.
It's Freedom Day 2.0 for those fully vaccinated in New South Wales. The state reached its 80% target on Saturday, 1 week earlier than expected. Premier Dominic Perrottet says there's hope and optimism after last week.
I want to thank again the people of New South Wales for the efforts that they have made in getting vaccinated. There's still a long way to go. This journey is not over. We have a first dose rate above 90%. We want to get that even higher.
Starting today, 20 visitors will be allowed inside homes and groups of 50 can gather outside. Masks are no longer mandatory in offices or outdoor settings. Group sports can resume and people can dance again, except for at nightclubs. There's no more caps on density limits at beauty salons and no more limits on attendees at weddings and funerals.
Globally, not just nationally, New South Wales has led the way in this space, and very much it is the people of New South Wales that are leading our nation out of this pandemic.
After almost 4 months of home learning, students are getting back into classrooms. Masks are mandatory for teachers. Education Minister Sarah Mitchell is over the moon.
Very exciting day for literally hundreds of thousands of students and families right across New South Wales as we start our return to school. So obviously kindergarten, year one and year 12 students are back from today.
We know though for many kids they'll be anxious. First day of school again. Many of our children have gone through a very difficult time not being able to interact and play with their friends. To be back in the classroom is an exciting day